A recent article from the Boston Globe caught our eye. In it, reporter Joshua Miller reports on the casks of nuclear waste that are sitting at nuclear power stations in our region, plants that were closed decades ago. Scientists, plant operators, and lawmakers insist they're safe, but how much are taxpayers shelling out to keep this waste on site? Just this week, owners of the decommissioned plants in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Maine were awarded more than $103 million by a federal judge to pay for the federal government's failure to take this waste off their hands. We called up Josh Miller to find out more. Josh, welcome to Next.
It's great to be with you, John.
Why don't you explain what's being stored at these sites and how it's being stored?
So first, a little bit of background. Nuclear power reactors are powered by uranium pellets and metal rods, and they heat up as atoms split apart. So that heat creates steam, and the steam powers turbines, which make electricity. But these rods, which are sort of the essence of the reactors, they grow less efficient over time. And after about 5 years, they have to be replaced. So they put the new ones in, and then the old ones are extremely radioactive and phenomenally hot. And they get put in deep pools of water to cool down. And those rods stay hot. It's too hot to really take out of the water for about 5 years, but they stay radioactive for thousands, tens of thousands, millions of years. A second piece of background is since the 1950s, the federal government has been studying how to permanently dispose of this super radioactive nuclear waste from civilian power reactors. And the government found that burying the waste deep underground is the best option. But for decades, when the government started nosing around, whether it was Kentucky or Louisiana or California or Nevada, to look for a place to bury it, the public around there said, no thanks. We don't want a national nuclear waste dump in our backyard. It was sort of the ultimate NIMBY issue. The third piece of important background to answer your question is that in the early 1980s, faced with these pools at nuclear power plants all across the country, sort of filling up with these old power rods, Congress made this pledge. They said, you know what? This is going to be a federal issue. We're going to have the Department of Energy haul away all this old waste starting in 1998. And in return, we're going to take a fee from consumers' electricity bills. And that will pay for it. But starting in 1998, we're going to start taking away this waste. And that was the promise the federal government made in the early 1980s. And it was supposed to jumpstart the scientific process to look all across the country, find a good place to bury the waste. And it ended up with just Nevada, which was politically weak at the time. The law was changed, so it said, we're just going to bury all this waste from across the country in Nevada at a place called Yucca Mountain. So fast forward a few decades, Yucca Mountain researched, they drilled a lot of holes in the ground, didn't end up working out because Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who was just a new senator at the time and became the most powerful Senate leader, nixed it with the Obama administration. And that brings us to those three plants you just talked about, Yankee Row, Connecticut Yankee, and Maine Yankee in Wiscasset, Haddam, and Row, Massachusetts. They've been left to hold on to the nuclear waste. It got taken out of pools about a decade or two decades ago and put into these large concrete casks where it just sits there. And the reason it's expensive is because these companies, the three Yankees, and every other nuclear power plant since 1998 has gone to court and said, hey, federal government, we gave you all of this ratepayer money to take away the waste starting in 1998, and you didn't, so you should be paying for the storage. You're in breach of contract. And federal courts have agreed. What's extraordinary is the longer this goes on and continues to go on, the more it costs. Those three New England plants alone have cost taxpayers about $600 million to pay for storage. Across the country, the figure that taxpayers have paid out for the storage of these waste at the plants, $7 billion with a B. So that's a long way of saying it's a really expensive problem.
You say taxpayers are paying for it. How specifically are taxpayers paying for this? Is it about electric rates? Is it about taxes? Explain how you and I are paying for this radioactive storage.
So this is sort of the terrible twist of it. As people who use electricity and pay taxes, we've gotten knocked on both ends. On the front end, until a few years ago, everyone who lived in New England and was using power that included from nuclear plants was paying an additional fee, the nuclear waste fee, that went into this big fund that was meant to pay for taking all the waste away to Yucca Mountain or somewhere permanently. That money is still sitting in a fund. It's about $40 billion. But the federal courts have ruled that money can't be spent to reimburse these plants like the the three that we've talked about. So it ends up that when the plants sue, and it's again, the total is about $7 billion so far, that ends up coming from a different pot of money, just the general treasury fund. It's called the judgment fund, and it gets paid out. So we've actually, as people who use electricity and pay taxes, we've paid on both ends for this to for the nuclear waste to remain exactly where it started.
And there's the costs involved, too, in what happens at these sites. As nuclear power plants are decommissioned, one thing that we've seen certainly is the jobs go away from those locations where people have been working to make nuclear power over time. But as long as this waste is stored on site, I can't imagine, Josh, that it helps the property values any in these towns.
Yeah, no greenfielding, no making a beautiful park where the power plant once was. The federal regulations and state regulations in Massachusetts require that it essentially be remediated to the way it was before. So, for example, in Roe, Massachusetts, out in Western Mass, they drilled a bunch of wells to make sure there was no more radioactivity on the site in the water than there was in any site nearby that wasn't nearby. They checked the soil. They removed everything. It's essentially made to be so that you can do something else on it. But as long as those huge casks of nuclear waste, 13 feet high or 18 feet high, depending on how they do that, are sitting there, no, you can't build anything on it. And the economic utility of it is essentially zero.
So just this week, federal judges awarded these three plants over $100 million to cover operating costs. Essentially, this is part of this ongoing legal proceeding, trying to recoup the costs that they thought the federal government was going to take off their hands.
Totally. And what's particularly fascinating and sort of terrible about these three companies is that none of them would be in business were it not for having to safeguard this nuclear waste. All of them, a federal court has decided, would be out of business. They would have dismantled the sort of company structure that's existed in Massachusetts case since the 1950s and would have just sort of disappeared as a corporate entity. But they have to remain in business purely as a result of the government not picking up the waste as promised.
Joshua Miller has been covering this issue of nuclear waste for the Boston Globe. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, John. I appreciate being on you.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.